Играется.
Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. We have to catch up on a few places, and maybe just could I just to review the Gemara? We'll see the Gemara inside. I guess Rashi we did yesterday, was done yesterday. So I'll start from four lines from the top, and we'll get to the point of the Taisis. We'll read the Taisis. Amai Feres. Maybe we shall learn out also that by Shulis there's a Prisha of 7 days before him. Because the Prisha Shival Yemecha, that was hope once Gemara mentioned, past the 7 days, Sukkot and Pesach, because that's 7 days preparation for 7 days of Yantin. Not comparable to Meluim, and therefore, and we compare Yom Kippur, that is similar. The Karbonites of the Meluim, the Karbonites of Yom Kippur are the same. Pesach is Yom Kippur is Parechad Vayalechad, and the Meluim was also Mi Parechad Vayalechad. As the Sadi Gemara, we have the Pesukim brought down. But Fukei Tzeres, the Shnei Eilim and the two different Eilim. Okay. So good. So, for now, we'll say, sure, it's not a picture. But hold on. Yom Kippur is really one, is one, and that's where you can compare it. Yom Kippur is also two. If you look in Parshas Emor, you'll find Anayil. You look in Parshas Achrimais, and you look in Parshas Sukkos, you'll find also Anayil. Ayalechadu, if it's mentioned in two places, it's the same one. Elamad Yamishna Yelimnu, then you're stuck again. Why can you learn Yom Kippur from Meluim, and not going to learn at Shavuos from Meluim? Now, where's this Shailah Tanya, the Brisa? Rabbi Yoimer, Ayalechad. Because Lashon Pasuk is Ayalechad. Ayalechad hu ha'omer kan, which says in Achrimayis, hu ha'omer v'chomish abikodim, which is Parshat Tenchot. Okay, so it's the same one. Okay, so that will be good. Rabbi Lozman, Shemin Amino, Shnei Lamein. It's two separate ones. Echad Amar Kan, Echad Amar Chamish Mekudim. It's two. One mentioned out of here, one's mentioned over there. And you know, you have to put them both together. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu, Tame Rabbi Lozman, Shemin. It's two, but not the Gittah. Sosam Chad L'Chayves Hayayim, Chad L'Musafim. In other words, we're focusing on the Chayves Hayayim, not the Musafim L'Chayres. So every has a Chayves Yom, which special for Yom Kippur, all special by Meluim, but there they both have to do now with the Musaf, but they both have to do with the Chayves Yom. Okay, let's see the places. Okay, places. So I can't say the word Ella. There's three places with the word Ella. The first place is with the word Ella. Like 13 lines in the bottom. Ella l'man the Yom Shnei Elim, but the one who holds the Yom Kippur is two different Elim. So why are you comparing Yom Kippur to Meluim more than Shavuos? Does Taisa have an answer? But no, Leboy Lishan, the didn't want to answer. Lon and Shnei Seirim craven with Tzibur. The Seir that you bring is brought by the Tzibur. Yigon Yom Bikipurim. Because Panimi, which is that, that's the story, which is, you know, there's a group with the permit. And a sarachita, two sons which you makir. One, you bring the blood to the kaddish Hashem. One, that you leave. You know, it's outside by the mizbeach. It was special for the miluim, and it was. For, we know the first that was rishchaydish. So a similar. Well, fluke it says, but therefore it won't be like shuris. The sirechad, you know, Agamar was talking about the elam. So he's talking about the Seirim. The problem with Mar's deal is the Seirim are not, there's a problem with the Elam. Okay, so let's look at, put the Elam aside. Let's focus on the Seirim. Maybe it'll be good. So if you look at the Seirim, Yom Kippur is similar to Meluah, and then Shavuos is not. It's only Seir Echad. Like every Yom Kippur, Seir Echad Chatos. But Seres, no, Teres is, it's not true. But Seres Nami Kragen Beis Seir, the Saka 2. Or I'm a Kahanim, it's like two different ones. So if you're going to look at Seirim, you stop. Because they all have two Seirim. Therefore, first you try to say, maybe, let's focus on the Seirim. No, they're not going to get you anywhere. Therefore, we have to focus on the Eilim. Next day. Let's send the Ramaskal. Elman Yishnei Eilim. Family. A fill of the day. Mami Yishnei. Maybe we should tell you this. Gone in other words, it's interesting because the first, you know, the Gemara is about the Eilim. The place we just learned is talking about the Yishnei. Now it's talking about the Par. Let's look at the Par. Not a comparable inside the Par. The Dana Parecha, the Parechas. The Gimel part of the know. Why the Gimel? Chad l'chay v'sayayim. The Parshas Amar. And Shnayim l'musaf in the Parshas Pinchas. Okay. Anyway. It's a par. It was, everything is good. Maybe you shouldn't look at the Elam. Look at the Parim. Yes, Shlaima. Kiven the chay v'sayayim that Tzeret. Any other Parechod. You said it's not similar. No. Shapir hainu don in Atzeres the Parechod l'chay v'sayayim. Mimiluan the Parechod l'chay v'sayayim. Okay. In other words, it's the Hiri Yom HaShemini, it's a special day. Special day requires a par. And the special, if you say that's a Muslim, every, you know, Shchaydish has a Muslim, Shabbos has a Muslim, we don't call it a Muslim, it's something which is more shaykh to the Yom Tov. Like a specific Yom Tov. Okay. So they're similar. I, the Yom HaShem, the Betzeres, Kovu, Shnei, Parim, the Muslim. That he should know, Havi, the Lulim, not the Kovu, Shnei, Parim, the Muslim. Why? Shari Bay the young car of Musa the Rishkaidish, the Shmilam Luim, Echodla Musaf, Echodla Benisan Hill. So if you're looking about the Musa, but care, they're both exactly the same. They both have one the Yayan and a tool for the Musafim. So Mela, if you're looking at Parim, that's similar. So the Taisa before that, they're similar Gabi Yisirim. Taisa, this is the similar Gabi Parim. The Gemara was focused on the Elam, not the Parim, and that we got that, that's exactly the same. Okay, not next time, one more time is. We said there was one man, Yamar, was it a name? Yeah, Rebbe Yainer. Right? The Ayel Echod, who Amar Khan, who Amar B'Khomishim B'Kudim. But he says, even if it says twice, it's the same one. Just repeat it. Who Amar B'Khomishim B'Kudim. How do I plead you with that terrorist? But this Machlokes, they're Yom Kippur. They don't have Machlokes by a terrorist. I guess we looked at now, you can plead you with Yom Kippur, with Pekat Chaylis. Why? Shum time with the batzaris al karcha chamuvaris kehanim ain't he hamuvachum shugadi? Can't be. So why can't be? So look at the chumash in front of us. Lamaisa on in Pashas Emor it says you have to be careful because they're similar. Parechod elam shnayim. And Pashas Pinchas says base parim and ayel echod. Listen. Here it says one parim to elam and here it says two parim and one ayel. It's a total of three, but it changes. So don't, it can't be the same. It's different. It's different. It can't be the same. Now, obviously, whatever says in Pasha's Amar is one thing. It says in Pasha's Pinchas is the same thing. So Amar will be the Chayvus Hayayim, and Pinchas will be the Musafi Hayayim. But it's only if they're the same, they have to say the Takah. It's like funny. You know, okay, the Gemara discusses the question. The time of the Rebbe, the Hakam of Arsha come on peg. Well, we can have a look more later. Why he, what's his proof? How do you know it's the same? It's not a different. I mean, Yisro Shimon Ozol is a different, you know, Shehelman. So it has to have some kind of basis for it. So we have to be patient. And 10 blocks for now, we'll as a Shabbos. Okay, let's go to Gemara Bayit. Amar Rav Avohu. Rav Avohu wants to answer the Kasha also. Nemesis, he's answering many of the Kashas we had before on the Beis and the Beis also at the same time. Gone in par va'ayin shaloi, be par va'ayin shaloi. In other words, the par and ayin that were brought on the Luin was out of Aaron's pocket money. He had to take money out of his pocket. He had to be his own carbon, not a carbon tibor. It was a private carbon. And the par va'ayin on Yom Kippur is also a private carbon. It has to come from his own money. As we're going to prove it to us soon that that's the case. Like the Zayda, similar. Okay, Teres, for Rosh Hashanah. I skipped the line, okay. I saw four lines from the bottom. Praise Gemara, Vayim, Rosh Hashanah. And Amar Gavos is answering this Kasha of Rosh Hashanah, and he's asking the previous Kasha, four lines from the top, where we started today, Vayim, Teres. What's the Teres? Donna Parvail Shaloi, which comes out of his own pocket from the Kippur. The Parvail Shaloi, which was the case by the Mulu'im.
or the Atzeret, or Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibah Ninu, that it's a carbon that comes from the Tzibah. It's a different kind of carbon. A Tzibah carbon or an individual carbon. Okay,
so.
That's with his own money. That's the point. That's what it's, Tzibah can talk about what accomplishes. Why not the one accomplishes? We're talking about what you spend, who spends the money. Where does the money come out of whose pocket? So by Yom Kippur, and by the Meluim, was from the Kohen Gadol's own pocket. When it came, the Karbanis of Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah is a Tzibur carbon, like every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, and every Yomid, every day. Tzibur. This is Rashi before we turn the page. The last three lines of Rashi, Donin, Par, I guess he adds on the word, Ayel, Shaloi, the Meluim, Mishaloi, was from his own money. The Kach Lecha. There you go. Take from yourself. Then the one's going to. So, Mishalacha, you got to spend the money for it. Good, I understand. So when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, Kach Lecha, you know, so that means his own money. But Elman Yom Yishol Tzibur, like Olaima, and it just knocks off the whole kasha, obviously. Well, and the way this is not like it comes from the time, you went to the Brisa. It says in the Torah, again, it's not a specific, it's part of the general rule. Kach Lecha, Mishalacha. I say, Lecha, Mishalacha. And the Torah says the Yikoy Lecha, right? Yikoy Lecha Paraduma, Yikoy Lecha Shemen Zayazach. That means they should bring it to you. Kachol means you should take. It's from your pocket. Take it out of your pocket. Yikoy Lecha, they should bring it to you. It means it's coming from them, not from you. Yishol Tzibur, Tzibur of Yeshia. So he says, the Torah was didactic to Lashon. It wasn't didactic to Lashon, but for this purpose, to teach you, Kachol Lecha means take your own money. Atei Lecha, do it with your own money. Yikol, they should bring to you as a tzibur money. The Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehoshua, and no. Then Kach Lecha, whether the Nusach is Kach Lecha, then the Yikol Lecha, or the Nusach is the Yikol Lecha, doesn't change anything. He showed tzibur. Okay. That's his shita. So according to him, the Kash Yashar, right? That's the whole we're holding. Right? If it is from the tzibur, then Lecheira, the Yom Kippur, is from the tzibur. Just like Atar is from the tzibur. So why Yom Kippur? What an Atar? I just want to say, so why does it change the language? Why Kach Lecha? Why do you, from Kach Lecha or what the Yikoy Lecha? Let's see, the Lashon, Matam Avoyim, the Kach Lecha, is a Yachom, as it will be possible to say, usually we talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu that time, but Baruch Hu is angry, the Yachom, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, feels dead, the Yachom. But here it means, it's something which doesn't. Well, we'll see. Rashi is going to say how to type it more exact, but it's something which you're uncomfortable to say. Mishalachani writes the Yais and Mishalcha. I want yours more than theirs. That sounds very sad. Well, because Chai Yisrael, I'm not interested in that. I want from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kaviyacho knows the Echad Baruch Hu would want to say it, but he's not going to say it. But we'll see. Rashi shortly. Anyway, so we're in Akasha, right? We're in Akasha mode now. So according to this man, the Yomer, who's Rav Yonatan, who says it's Mishal Tzibur, so Yom Kippur is from Tzibur, and Atar is from Tzibur, so why are you learning about Yom Kippur? Now that's a more on-site, it's like full continuation. Avachan and Amma Mishim Rav Lazer, Rav Yonatan. Pasta Vachon, I don't want Pasta Vachon, but Tzisto Lecha, Agoyin Eit. He should build an Aron. Tzisto Lecha. Literally, okay, both to me. Then says, Moshe, you do it to me, not them. Okay, it's similar to the previous thing. You know, the Kesh Baruch Hu can't opines, under the circumstances, is not interested in taking from Klal Yisrael, he's interested in taking from Moshe. Yeah, I'll explain it better shortly, but let's just finish off the few more lines. Because the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Ad kamei pli gila b'kicha is the alma, which says kachlucha other places. Or asir is the alma, which says aseilucha other places. Well, what we're talking about is no shayla. It means that you have to take from your own money. For example, kachlucha samin. You see, sir, right? To make for the Pirates or for the Shaman Anishka, come into the Sibla. Or a Siyah Zalma, it went back here, a Sibla Choshtecha Saitis Kasataka, the Etzama Shabena's money. Aval Hanabo, we're talking about, in other words, by Meluim and by Yom Kippur, there's no machlokes in these cases. Here, everybody agrees that the Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, had to take it from his own money. Kohen Gadol had to take it from his own money. How do we see? Let's see. Now, it's interesting. We want to read the second part before the earlier part. But it says like this. Tell Yisrael, you should, plural, to take a series of lechasim. Part of the part before that is, you see clearly, here's by Yemel Aroin. It says kach. This is when you sold to David, and it says kahu. It's a no-brainer. Obviously, the Torah is spelling it out clearly. I know it's the same word kach that says by the samin. What's the difference? The deal doesn't differentiate. He first he's talking to the Yisrael, he's talking to Aaron over to Aaron and to the Yisrael. He's talking to Maisha, okay? But it's not breaking it up. He's not changing. So there we could say it's from the Tzibur. Here it's clear, and the same thing. Yom Kippurim also. Michti, Ksit. Is the Yavoy Aroin al HaKadosh. The Far Ben Pach al HaKadosh. Is it clear? Not 100% clear that it has to be his own money. Although Yavoy Aroin, we'll look at the later part thing. Or Me'eis HaDas B'nei Yisrael. Yerushay Seinom Yisrael HaKadosh. From Klal Yisrael. Not for Klal Yisrael. Me'eis. From Klal Yisrael. You should take to Yisrael HaKadosh. But obviously, you're changing. Here, why do you have to change? It's all the money will come from Klal Yisrael. Say, the Zaytel Aron Kodesh Befar and then Shnei Seidim. No, this is Aaron's Kodesh, Aaron HaKohen's Kodesh, and this is Klal Yisrael. And besides that, there's another pasuk. The Hikrav is Farach HaTaz Asher Loi. Obviously, it's the Parah Shaloi. That's the pasuk of the Zaytel Aron Befar Bebakram. Klal Yisrael says Shnei Seidim. It says Asher Loi Lomeli. What, okay. Yeah, why does have to say it? Well, I think correctly, it's like two rides. First of all, the change of language from Klal Yisrael to Aaron, and also it says, okay. So therefore, period, we have a terrorist. Okay. Yeah, remember, this is a revolt terrorist. The revolt terrorist is that we compare Meluim, or the reverse, we don't compare it to Meluim. The vote of private carbon, where the money at least comes from the pocket of the Kohen Gadol, who's not good. Teres, Shoshana, and all those, and really the other kashas we had earlier. From Sam Karbonis, we said the Yom Tov, we talk about Pesach and Shulah, that's all Tzibur money, not similar. Okay? Let's see Rashi still here. We're up to Rashi on top. Where is that? An example of that? Like Imar really said later, Rav Yainasin said, nearly everything is a Shul Tzibur. But what did Kodesh Baruch Hu mean when he said the language? Kiviyachal. Ani Shemati. Rashi has two pshat. I heard a pshat. If it would have been possible, I would have opted as Kodesh Baruch Hu to let Moshe Rabbeinu do it from his own money. But I can't. That's the Yitzibur money. So, what can I do? So I'll take from the Yitzibur. In other words, so actually, because we'll take from the Yitzibur, what a crap. I wish I could take it from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Kiviyachal.
if I would be able, I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, but okay. But Kadosh Baruch Hu understands that I have to receive her carbon, so much I can't take from you, even though I'd like. And Eli myself didn't shut. It doesn't mean that. He should dovak. That's the issue is, you know, I can't, I'll tell this carbono. It's hard for me to say it because of putting down Chai so. Should dovak kush who loyma. It's maybe hard for the Gemara to say. So it's Baruch Hu cuts me so, because Baruch Hu is mias to Chai so. That's what's going on. In other words, can we also claim that we have to say it against our will? What can we do? Leimer came keilu. I don't know about the gist over here. Keilu asher leimer came, or keilu yesh leimer came. Whatever. No, I wish I wouldn't have to say it. I wish I wouldn't have to say it, or against my will, I'm saying it. The chayin called keviyachol shibetalmud. You know, they're saying something that I really uncomfortable saying. So keviyachol, I'm comfortable to say this that I'd rather take it from you, Moshe, because I'm putting down Christ. Okay, now we have the Sphira. We said this man, Shainai Shim Sanshal Makaim, Nikrit Avaidal Shmam, go there. So, in other words, he's saying, really, it's always from the people. But when they deserve it, I give them credit. High so credit. When they don't deserve it, I put the credit on my shoulder right now. That's Rashi Taishi. So, rather, the ring of cash on this chat. It says, according to I'm sorry, okay. They bring the mashas is the opposite of Rashi. In other words, when it's ice in the Shein Sol Makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to it, Kilu, I'm happy. It's like I know Kaisel did it. I'm saying Maisha because, of course, I'm excited if Maisha will do it. I'm just as excited when Kaisel does it. So it's called that Maisha did it. I consider it as a Moshe. I know Chayisal did it, but to me it's Chash of Kibu Moshe did it. That's when they're on a high level. And then a low level, then I say, yeah, I got it from Chayisal, you know, but I'm not so happy. It's not like I got it from Moshe. That's a Mashalim. You drop the rush. Again, Rashi says when they're deserving, so they get the credit for it. And when they don't deserve it, if they did it, they don't get the credit for it. This is opposite. So he brings down this. If you look at the Sukkim, what's the Sukkim? One is a Selach Aronate. And also Arayin Atishit. So the Pasuk also Arayin Eid, that says when they, right when they did the Eagle, and he broke the Luchai. So there, I mean, because, you know, Moshe was in Saul, but he was still upset at Kli Yisrael. In Kippur, after in Kippur, he was in Slicha Gemurah. And that's when Kli was said by the Mishkan, also Arayin Eid. That's when Kli Yisrael was good. The first time Kli Yisrael was there. Again, so the kachlucha is when during the right after Eagle. So that's why they know it's going to finish on Lachem. And Rashi is right, because Boko says it calls it Moshe Rabbeinu's carbon. And the other part that it says after they had kapar of Slicha and Kippur, it says, I still wash and rabbin because I'm going to talk to Kaisa because they said it. That fits with Rashi, it fits with the Masha. That's what he points out. Okay, let's go back to Rashi. Ad kamli please, says Rashi. If you didn't have truth, that's where the terrorists start. Knows that we're trying to fix up with a vote, you know, prove that a vote terrorist makes sense. Because he said it's from the Yochid, not from the Tzibur. Because even though they argue other cases. Over here, Kachalcha Wamali, the Shani covered the Ibure, the Mashis Tel David. First, that's Kahu, then it's a Kach. I had to change the language. So obviously, to differentiate. We didn't get there yet. That's the next one. Okay, let's go back to the bottom places. I'm done with Alan. He said, Akasha, the fear of Yonathan, he's the one that said it's always Mishal Tzibur. Then, Lechari, what's the difference between Kippur and Shulis? They're both Mishal Tzibur. Tamily, I have a problem with, I don't understand the Gemara's problem. What is the problem? I don't understand the problem. The heed of Mishal Tzibur, this is into what you were hinting to, alluding to before. It's a tzibur carbon, but what's the purpose of the carbon? Kamakam who carbon shalai, it's for him who miskapir abayim avaynegel. This is going on miluim. Because he had to bring it, even if he's taka brought it from Paiso's money. But no, because there's another eagle. There's two eagles they brought that day. One eagle for Aaron had to chap on his participation of the eagle, and there was a second eagle they brought for Paiso's participation of the eagle. Did he say mitaris kahanim? On Pasha Shemini, could have said, "Vasei eschatoscha That's Ayla Secha, the Chaper Ba'adcha. Then it says, I say it's Karban Ha, the Chaper Ba'adam. So you see, there's a separate Kapara for Aaron, a separate Kapara for Kal Yisrael. A deserving Cain. So why did the Gemara say, Lema Donim Parachata Shalai, meaning Shehub is Kapar Ba'ay, it's for his sake, for his benefit. And Parachata Shalai, which also, which is his benefit, Shehub is Kapar Ba'ay. Okay, and then the die, now that's the par and the par. What is the aisle? Aisle shaloi shusay machalav. Interesting. Because he does smicha on it. Nay, aisle shaloi, you guys can keep around again and maluim, shusay machalav. Could it mean a parak sheni the misatas daya? He tells again the pasuk and pasha shmini, by the maluim, by yakreves, the ha'ailai, asa kamishpot. What's the kamishpot? Which mishpot are we talking about? In Parashas Vayikra, it says you should do smicha. In Parashas Shemini, which is talking about a carbon chayva, it says we learn a kamish, but you do smicha. But the point is, you say you do smicha on them. So I made it similar. Why is Gemara not adjusting me? Why didn't I say this? That's similar. Says Taisus, you're right. Gemara could have answered this terribly, but who cares? The whole kasha wasn't the kasha. The whole kasha was based on the fact that it's Mishal Tivur. And we proved it's not, right? Because the other cases are Mishal Tivur, but these two cases are Shalai. So why do I have to go find the search for new Tarets? My original Tarets is really true. Elam Hamas was Tarets like the Koran Maida Hakkad Mishalai, who may be, could become a parish father. So Rav said suggested a Tarets. We have a kasha on it. Oh, I have another way to rectify. Don't, it was right, he was right. Don't give me another answer. Go back to the original Tarot, and we prove that Rome Tarot makes sense. Okay, a cute Tyson, I'll call it over this next Tyson. The truth is, and before we see the Tyson, let's see a few more lines tomorrow, because then the Tyson just alludes to a few lines of the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara first. We're up to Rashi Yama. So again, you know, the Tariftim are piling up. You know, we had a Teretz before, you know, that Tisi answered the Shuas with a Teretz that is Chayza Sayyim, and that's, you know, Chayza Sayyim is pulling here. It's one. And our Vos Teretz, we just said now, it's from his own personal money. That's Rashi. He made a couple Teretz. Then a Parla Chasos, is that you too? They do have a Par and an Ayo. But the par and ayil have paras for chatos and ayils for ayla. When? By Yom Kippur and by Meluim. So they're the same. Par lechatos and ayla. And we learned that from those Yom Kippur. Be par lechav ayla, which is by Meluim. Lefuki or Shoshana and Eteres. Shavayu ayla, and they're both ayla. They're not the same. So that job, I compared two things which are similar. Again, a par and an ayil, a chatos and ayla. That's true for Yom Kippur, it's true for the Meluim. Rosh Hashanah. Says maybe there's a parent, maybe there's an ayil, but that's not all ayil. They're all ayil. They're not chatos. There's a seer chatos rather. That's another tarot. Another tarot. Ravina, he's a very passionate tarot. But an avoda v'kayin gadol, an avoda v'kayin gadol. Who had to do the maluim? The eighth day of the maluim. We're actually going to address the first 7 days of the shivus in the maluim. But the eighth day was really the main day. Obviously, was Aaron a kayin, and when you go into Beis Hamikdash, it was the kayin gadol. 40 years was Aaron also. Okay, but it's the job of a Kohen Gadol. So that's similar. I mean, what are you going to compare? Shuas? Who brings the Kabbalah and Shuas? Any Kohen. Well, Kabbalah is Tevah, any Kohen. I mean, Kohen or whatever, how you, exactly, but it's not a Kohen Gadol. Okay, five more lines. The Ikadamri, a different Nusach. Of Ravina, against Ravina again. Gan and avoid the Tchila, me avoid the Tchila. So it's Avodah, which is the first time around. I'll be a little vague. Okay, Avodah, first time around. Now, Avodah is still the first time around. Well, Fuki Hani means all the Kabbalahs are sure is Rosh Hashanah, these are not one time around, first time around. It's not a special, it's every year, it's a yearly thing. It's nothing to, it's not an inauguration, it's not something beginning. Hold on, what was it? My Chalim Vashiach. Elay Vashiach, the Kayim Gadol. This is the first time. No, obviously, the first no, in the law it has to be Aaron, and every Yom Kippur has to be with a Kohen Gadol. And that's the first shot. What's the Ikadamri saying different the first shot? First of all, it has to be kind of a lot of kind of hedges. How you saying the same thing? No, I meant something else. Avoid the tchila b'mokon. Now, avoid the tchila b'mokon. So, when's the first time they ever did a carbon in the Mishkan and the Meluim? When's the first time they ever walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim? First Yom Kippur. So these are all first. First the Mishkan was not Shavuot. The first of the Mishkan was not Rosh Hashanah. The first was Niluim. Every other time that doesn't has had that special feature. Yom Kippur, the first time was Yom Kippur. It's always the only Yom Kippur, really. Rather, he didn't, Pashtas. And we're not going to count Moshe anyway, because if it's Moshe, it's not Aaron. We're trying to prove it's Aaron. That's what I said before. We're talking about the eighth day, not the first 7 days. Now, why not? Well, let's see what that Harashi answers that question. I know. That's his question. But why are we starting with Aaron really 7 days before that? So Rashi will say, so we'll see. We'll see what Rashi says in a moment. Let's see Rashi. So up to Rashi, like the fifth, sixth narrow line. Son and Paralachatas Vayaloyla, which is Yom Kippur. Okay, Yom Kippur, Yesh Paralachat Vayaloyla, the carbon yoga, the Kayan Gadol. It says, the Zayshia Vayal and Akaydis. The Shmini, the Lom, also Nami, Egalachatas Vayaloyla. Obviously, not a coincidence. And there also, it matched up. The Shar was for the Ayo, the Shar was for the Katas, and the Ayo was for the Ayo. He said that was Rav Ashi said. Vina said it was a void with Kain Gadol, thank you for it. And we learned that after Void Kain Lubiluim, if I yit from Aaron Elam Zaya. We said that another version of Ravina, that Chila, what does Chila mean? Chila is Chila with Kain Gadol, even Dunning and Kipper. He had Void with Shaina with Hutla with Kain Gadol. That was the first time that a Kain Gadol had the Mach of a carbon, the carbonic seed, when we had Kipper Arisha. And we learned that in a Void with Shmini Lubiluim, ever happened any avaida. So hold on, that was the same as before. First thing the kain gadol did. No, you meant chil b'mokar. Yom kippur yesh lo yavaida l'fnai l'fnim. So the yom hakimon arisha, the first Yom Kippur. Right, the mission was erected on Shavuot Nisan. So it's now 6 months and 10 days later. I said chil b'mokar. The first time was an avaida done in the kodesh kedoshim. And that you learn out from Yom Shmini when you learn, which fights the avoided chilum, the echachitzen. That's tight. I, the kasha, I was asking. Then we shwil, sheshimish, moshe, kol shilin, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, went in the first 7 days, so the chayre wasn't a kain gadol. And there was no prisha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need prisha. So without, if you look at folks at Moshe, you're losing out on both earths. You know, it wasn't Tchila anymore. Yeah, it's not Tchila. Moshe Rabbeinu did it beforehand. You know, it's not Kohen Gadol. It's not whatever. It's no. There's Rashi. That's a mistake. Ein Kruya Avoida. Ein So Avoid Kohanim. What Moshe Rabbeinu did is not in the same league as what the Kohanim did. It's not called Avoida. I mean, it looks exactly like Avoida. But it doesn't. It's not Avoida of the base of Midrash. How do I know? To the Levush, Big Dekuna. Yeah. No, the Kohen Gadol does it after we're Big Dekuna. That's the real Bokoy Avaiza. So Moshe B'chaluk Lavan. He had just a white, kittel. You know, he wore, I'm ill, whatever. Chaluk Lavan. So Loihok Shalushah, that was only a special, din. So it's off the chart. That's what we call a regular Avaiza. We're trying to learn Hokkas Avaiza. Okay. Okay, so what Aaron did by the Moon, that was Avaiza. A kengal does every Yom Kippur. It's avaida. All the questions we ask, we all avaida. So you can't bring a rag from my shirt. They bring another teretz here from Siach Yitzchak. Back in the midst of the Esan, he says that the void of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu erected and took apart the Mishkan every day in the Shemesh in the world. The first day that they built the Sey, I don't know until they, what it says, the prophet, there was about a year until they moved until the next, but it was a permanent to it. So that was the Mishkan. In other words, the Mishkan was when the Mishkan was built to last. But they built it just to take it down. It wasn't like Hilchos Mishkan. It could get into a bomber. It wasn't a real temporary, right? A temporary, it was like a bomber. It's a temporary kind of thing. So that was like a bomber. They don't bring a right from a bomber. We're talking about when they built it and it's going to stay. That's called Mishkan. They want to enter the discussion. They bring a cash over here. We said over here, you know, we're talking about Kachlo Chosamim. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu did it by himself. So I don't understand. It's a pasuk in Parshas Truma. At the beginning, Yichuli Truma, and it says, Kester, Zav, Kester, and Chayshet, Samim, Hashem, and Havishchol, and Kari Chosamim. Kari sounds like it also Kari Yisrael. Is it from Moshe Rabbeinu, or is it from Kari Yisrael? So, Kari says the same. Shash says the Torah is that the first time they brought Keteris, that was Moshe Rabbeinu brought his own. Kachlo Chosav, that's a separate part of Kachlo. I says that the Klai Yisrael gave it. That's all the rest. Afterwards. But the first time was Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, we have, you know, we have to Pesukim and Agmar as more focusing on the Kachlo Chosav, on what Moshe Rabbeinu brought. That's what they do. But they bring them, which is not helpful for the Gemara, but there's an interesting Meshachachma. Meshachachma, as you look in Parshas Kisisa, it says Kachlo Chosamim, only mentions four of them. The other ones have Limudim. So the Meshachachma wants to say is that the four Moshe Rabbeinu brought, and the other seven Kai Yisrael. So like a combination of two together. So he has to reconcile the three and two together. Okay.
Everything he has.
Once he gives it to him, it's keep. It's like a king. The guy comes from his fever, but once he has it, he can spend it as he wants. Theoretically, we trust him, he's going to spend on important things. It's his money. He could buy a kaka with it, he could buy a shanisha with it. The source doesn't make a difference. Yeah, you know, when you give money to an audience, it's on his money. And you gave it then. You can do Siva's money, it's called the Siva's money throughout. You know, as it's being used, it's all the Siva. Okay, let's see the top places now. I pushed off the top places, so then we have to get to Ravina's territory. Those places are interesting. The Gemara, I ran over this one quickly, but the Gemara said by Ravina's territory, well, Fuke Kula Kishyaka. It answers all our kashas that we had from the beginning of the Gemara, right? Come to the page. Savino Dana Vayne Kangala. The Havok Kula Kishyaka. We had kashas from right from the Rishalos Regala. We had kashas from the Tam Karbana. It's all answered. That's the Kangala. That's places. I don't want you to have a problem with anything. Amayli Kamahaki Leo. Why do you want to say the same language earlier? The Shinuyi Gavavo. When Ravo answers, he says, "Bafuke at Teres Rishon." Right? That's what he said. The Amud Aleph, at the last four, three lines. Right? Even the previous, no, Danapas. Bafuke, they sat next to the last one. Bafuke at Teres Rishon. He only answered that one. It's not true. He answered all the previous kashas also. Not only answered those two, but the Gemara seems to stress those two. Oyleima, or let it say. Kula Kishyasa. It answers all the kashas, like Ravina says. Okay, come Ravina Bissama. I'm sorry. By Ravavohu. Price not going to Ravo. Ravo is the last few ones Ramad Ali. It says Bafuke at Teres Rishon. His parents was Parvail Shaloi, Parvail Shaloi. But on the day is Ravashi. Right? Ravashi said, Bafuke at Teres Rishon about Teres Rishon about Teres Rishon. Okay. And Ravashi said, Bafuke at Teres Rishon about Teres Rishon. Okay. And
whatever you guys are going to say,
Don't point out that, I remember what happened. Okay. On the side of the Gemara, my brother, the Hagraisis, the union, the places, you have the same gifts that we have in the Gemara. In our Gemara, on the Omid Aleph, we have a book that says, places didn't have that line. Those four words, places didn't have. Now, I've always said a terrorist, and it sounds like the Yetzakash Emer Shoshana, but look at those Shoshana. He never said, oh, it answers the previous Kash of Shulis also. So it's funny. The Teretz of Avot, where he touches here, only answers Shoshana. The Teretz of Rav Ashi answers Shoshana and Shulis. Rav Ashi answers all the Kash. It's not true. All these three Shulis answer all the Kash. So why he touched there? So anyway, Rav Ashi, it didn't mention, only mentioned Shoshana. By Rav Ashi, it mentions Shoshana and Teretz. And by Rav Ashi, oh, why? Let's look at it once again. From the beginning of the Teretz. Why you done it? I like Kama Haki Leel. He she knew you did a vow. It should have said the words of Fugat Tesha Shana. Again, I don't know what has it. It should have said that to see it in. Or it should have said like a Ravina. When we're Fuki Kula Tesha Isla, you know, a Ravina with someone. But why does God change? One time it says it answers one. One time it says it answers two. One time it answers everything. Really, all three terrorists and all of them answer everything. Okay, interesting. The yoke of the terrorists is very well about this, as we say. You have to know who has the cash. I always have the cash. The Shemuel of Ravo and the Beis Medrash when Ravo is talking, they only ask him a Shoshana. Why? The Teretz of an Ichu, because there are other truths in the Gemara, right? Because it's not it's the carbon of the Muslim, it's not the carbon of the Chayv HaTayayim, that's other truths. They didn't ask him the Kasha. So therefore, when they ask Ravo, they only ask him a Shoshana. They answer a Shoshana. Granted, it's true. Someone's going to ask him anymore about truths because he answered that Kasha also. Now, when it came to Rav Ashi in his days, when they were talking to him, they hitched a lot of and said, you've got to ask them two things. What's the Shuit? What's the Rosh Hashanah? He said, I'll tell you that it's for both of them. Really answers everything, but that's what they asked them. Well, Ravina hitched a lot of sakas. When he came to Ravina, he came with a whole tackle of kasha. What's the Rosh Hashanah? What's going to be a Pesach? What's going to be a Sukkah? What's going to be a A Teres, a grand daughter, a Gemara, a Shoshana, everything. They put it all on the spreadsheet. All these kashas. I have one Teres that answers all kashas. So he's Teres to Teres. So really, all the three Teresim answer all the kashas. That's the thing. But he didn't speak it out because that's not what they were asked. You ask his question, I give you this answer. It answers everything else. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now we're really going a little bit back to Beis Medrash. So what we had on Beis Medrash is that we had the pasuk by the Ruin Kasha Asa Vayem Zeh Siva Shem Lasoi Vachafra Alechem. We said if you lasoi, so you place the change to Siva Lasoi and Siva Shem Lasoi. That Torah and Vachafra is Yom Kippur. That's what we had till now. Says the Gemara, the Asa Rav Dimi, the Rav Dimi came right to Israel. He said, Omer Rav Yechanan. He said, he only mentioned one thing, not Parah Aduma and Yom Kippur, only one of the two, which we'll see in a minute, the Yom Kippur. And our Gersa is Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Okay. On the side of the Gemara, there's a Gersa, others had a Gersa Rish Lakish, and we're going to see the Masha says it can't be Rish Lakish, it has to be Yeshua ben Levi. You know, some had a Gersa Rish Lakish, we'll see shortly why. Okay, anyway. We'll read it as it says. Rishon Levi Masni Kasha. He had two reasons. In other words, Rav Yechanan said there's one thing that needs 7 days, Kippur, and there's two things that need 7 days, in Kippur and Paradim. Gemara says Rav Yechanan Masni Kasha. Well, one thing, Lashes Lachapa, not two separate drushes. Eima Lashem Kippurim, and that needs 7 days before him. And Rishon Levi Masni Tarti. Last night was like similar to Gemara really on the base of that. Last night Eima Lashem Kippurim. Lachapa is Eima Lashem Kippurim. Hold on a minute. We started the Masechta. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, before Yom Kippur, you have to separate 7 days. The first Gemara after the Mishnah brought a Mishnah on Parah. That the Kohen brings out 7 days. Are you going to know that? First Gemara, Rav Yechanan Masni Chada, Hanan Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Shivis Yom Kohen Yom Kippurim, and there was a Mishnah on Parah, Shivis Yom Kohen Sefer Saparah. What's going on? How can Rav Yechanan argue? He's not going to argue on the Mishnah on Saparah. It's the Gemara, Maila Ba'al. I think Eliezer Kasha, 2 days ago. Is it a Zeraisa? Is it a Zerabanan? I said, we'll wait till Gilam Aveis, we'll get to the answer. What we're saying over here is, Chayra, that Yom Kippur, the din is taken from the Pasuk. And that's a Zeraisa. But by the Paraduma, we said, why did they do this? 7 days. It's only because the Haitzi, we leave and show to the right because we were Matama, the Kai, God will say, I have to make Chumrit. It's a Chumrit we came up with. It's not a Kai din. That's how you have to do it. It's all because of what happened, and they were Matama, the Kai, so they have to make up for it. Okay, so that's a job on them. Yeah, again, according to Yeshua and Levi, we have both their eyes, it's not Shemot and the Sukkim. So Joachim agrees to the din, but he said the Pasuk only teaches you one. Okay? Basic Gemara. Natural. Well, Amrev Ninyumi bar Chilki, Amrev Nechasi, Amar Ibi, Amrev Yoichin, Kasha Tiva, excuse me, Kasha Osta Vayem Azeh, Tiva Hashem Lasek Lechapa Aleichem, and Rav Yoichin is talking, he's saying, Lasek, he said, when I said, Paro, Lechapa El Maishin Kippurim. What's going on here? What did Rav Yoichin say? Did he say one? Did he say two? Rav Dini said he said one, and here we have, I don't know, Rav Ninyumi, and Rav Chas, they say he said two. The Tais is going to say, maybe more could have suggested, Trey Tanoia, leave the Rav Yechen, which you have very often in Shas. It's spontaneous. But the more it's a lot of better says. Hahu the Rabbi. Rav Yechen personally held that it's all for the Pasuk, you only learn one. But it's Rebbe otherwise. Chiyas or Ravin, before Zerdimi, now Ravin came afterwards. Amr Rav Yechenin, Shem Rav Yishmael. Last way, say, Lamai Sephara. So Rav Yechon said two things. One, Bishem is Rabbi, and one, Bishem himself. Now, why didn't he agree to his Rabbi? But that also. Usually, if Rabbi says something, he agrees to him. And why did he disagree? That's we'll talk about. But okay. So we should do Rashi till here. We're up to Rav Yechon and Masni Chada around 16 lines in the bottom. They have Masni Chada. Loi Darish Mahai Krah. Even though, again, on the days of Alf, he dashed in two things. He didn't dash in Kashar, saying it's El Chodim, Prisha. One Prisha, meaning the Prisha of Yom Kippur, not the Prisha of the Purim. And the question is not that he argues on it. Of course, he can't argue on it. But he held Ma'ala Ba'alma in Nehakal, again, because of that leniency, she, Kivuba, the Tamini, that's willingly. He went ahead, went out of our way. And actually, but Tamin, we want to be tired. Hakal HaTarfa. Therefore, because of that, also my Osarva, as we said, the Kuglola, and the Avon, and things which are Makabal Toma, and there's many others, and this also Prisha for 7 days. Okay, the next is let's see, Taisu. Second Taisu. The Rabbi who is the Asa Rabbi. It says Taisu. You know, the Mar didn't have to have that there. And the Muslim man, the Mar could have answered, I'm a Roy, you know, we have the Yechon and two opinions, what the Yechon and said. And the Tulika of Talmud, there's so many, even by Rav Yechon himself, not Talmud. Rav Yechon, very often we have the two opinions, what the Rav Yechon really said. Why do we have it that way? Excuse me? That's true, only 20 years, you're right. We also had a lot of Talmudim. And more than Taisa says, he had done the Chi, we have all of the Shas. Kiyasa of Dini, Kiyasa of Ravin, very often you have the same page, you know, first what the first one said and what the second one said. There were, since they used to go back and forth, and they were telling over what they heard in that Sofer of Yechanan to the people, and my rhyme and bubble. The Kiyasa of Dini, Asa of Fuga, my Rosh Hashanah, it's a comment that he came to argue on someone before him. So here we had him. Well, here was a Dini before him, maybe, whatever. Others have said otherwise from the game. But Mark could have said that. But why didn't the Gemara say that? Why did I have to say that? We found the head of Yechon, we found a member of Yechon, he said Yishmael, which is all their opinion. So why do I have to say it? Or the argument of Yechon said? If Yechon said one thing, and he from his Rebbe, he said two things. So Haki Mishani. Okay, that's why we stand to this way. You know, it's an obvious answer. We're not just groping for different answers. Okay, then timer. The other question I raised before. Is a Tana? Is it causing it's ready? And is a Tana? I'm not going to argue on Tanaim. And the Rav who's a polygon, yes, he doesn't argue on Tanaim. Why is he arguing? Because the Yeshlaimer, the answer is, Mishon the Ashkenaz Brisa, come on. We're going to have a Brisa, Mishon tomorrow night, Brisa, the Talmud of Aleph, the Tanya Kavasai.
like we're getting from it.
Look at the Talmud and Aleph. You'll see, it says, like 10 lines from the top, that, Tanikav said the Yechen, Tanikav said the Shlokish. We have a right to like each one. Here's the Shlokish rather. Okay. But we'll see the Shlokish is a different opinion. Not that you show them later. Tanikav said the Yechen and has all rights. Taisha just points out there's some problem in the Bryce. Again, the Mars of Tanikav said the Yechen, again, we have it in front of us. We might as well see it. If you look in the word Kasher Asa, it's around, I don't know, 16, 17 lines from the bottom. Beginning of the line. This part of the Braisa. That's a long Braisa. Still part of the Braisa. Kasher Asa, the Yemen Zetzi, Vishen Lasa, Yis Lachaper, Aleichem Lasa, Yisheh Lamaishim Parah, Lachaper Lamaishim Kippurim. This can't be. We just said Rav Yechon and Hold that you don't learn that Parah. So these words, Lasa, Yis Lamaishim Parah, is a mistake. Places, you have to delete it. He says the Bryce. Yeah, because that Bryce, the Gemara says it's Rav Yechon and Shita. Rav Yechon didn't dash them that way. So if the Gemara is saying this is Rav Yechon, and so that's not what the Bryce said. He says to take out these four words. That's what Places just said over here. So let's see Places. Yes, Shlomo, one more time. Why did Rav Yechon argue on the Yisrael? The Ashkenaz Bryce will come on the kind of cover says. I have another Bryce. Well, that's the whole Bryce of Yisrael, a different Bryce. It doesn't say that. The Loigar, seeing the Bryce of the Tanya cover says that Yechon and Las is them, I suppose. Those words don't make sense. It's not going to be Yechon and Hose. So obviously, it wasn't part of the Bryce. Yes, very bold. But the Gemara says Tanya cover says that Yechon. What can we do? Elohachi Gesina. Las is Lachaper, them, I seem to this place you should know. The Chaymash is a clear Rashi. Again, it's Rashi of Dalit. Hopefully tomorrow when we read the Rashi, I'll say, remember, Tayshus talked about this Rashi yesterday. If the Chaym, the Rashi, the take Rashi of Tirish, Rashi is the following words on the explanation of the Braisa, which is Tanya of Yechonet. Geshen Shem Afisin, for the Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur, we are not Rishon Aparadum. Rashi says, Lav Nikra Yalut, Alamai Labalman. Our Bryce is the Tosha Tapasim. Rashi says it's the Maila Balma. Paris says Rashi didn't have the gears to even. And he knew it's Rav Yechon. And Rav Yechon, we just said in our Gemara, second wide line, Maila Balma. But the Gemara, the Bryce didn't explain it, but Rashi explained it based on our Gemara over here. You see clearly Rashi also, oh, the son of Josh from the Pasik, it's famished like Rav Yechon and Bayer. Or Imami, you say a different Paris. I mean, that's swagging up what you just said. Question again, what's the kasha? Why would Rav Yechon argue on Rav Yishmael? He's a Tana. The first one of the Braisa. I didn't say, you know, wouldn't even have Braisa. It's fine with the cover of Yechon Yishmael, Rav Yishmael, Hachi, because the Rabbanim plug you away. You don't look at Rabbanim. I remember you have been in Shas. If there's a Meir Eimer, obviously the Tanaim argue on him. So it's Rabbanim. So if the Yachid says something, they can just say, that's what the Yachid said, but you shouldn't know. Right. Right, if he mentioned his, if he didn't say Stam, you know, Tanoim, Rabbanan Amri, he says, Yishmael Omer. Rabbanan will hold the other way, meaning what that doesn't occur with Rabbanan hold. But Yechon says, Rabbanan hold it, you don't dash in both, don't dash in one. So, Melo, that's what Yechon held, like the opinion of Rabbanan, like the opinion of Yishmael. Okay, we'll stop over here. I mean, it's really touch a little bit of a sugya. So, we'll do the shop fly. Oh, yeah.